The U.S. Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America, who's got an interesting story about Border Patrol agents. Harley.
Hard to hold on to them. As a matter of fact, each year, an average of 900 Border Patrol agents leave the job. They go to places, other jobs sometimes. They go, you know, customs enforcement, for example, some kind of a brother or sister agency, or, you know, police departments, wherever they may decide to go. It's a tough job, and a lot of them just say, well, I'm done with it, you know, that sort of thing. So 900 a year leave. On the average, the Border Patrol only hires another 523. So they have a shortage right now. And they're supposed to have a minimum of 21,370 agents. They only have 19,500, as of the last counting a few months ago. And President Trump says, hire 5,000 more of them. So we have 26,370.
Good on him.
Better security along the border. So the question is, how are we going to get them? Where are we going to come from?
Good on him. Hire them. Hire them. All right. Now, the Transportation Security Agency fails its own tests.
Yeah, every so often they run these tests to see how well their security is operating.
Well, they should come out and have a look at the Opera House. Broad daylight.
Well,
five blokes get to the people get to the top of the Opera House.
Well, are you ready for this?
Go on.
80% of the time they fail.
Oh, no surprise.
80, 80. And that's an improvement. Before Trump it was 95%. So things are getting better.
Well, we've got five people in broad daylight get to the top of the Opera House with a banner. What will they take up next week? A bomb.
Well,
hey, and they talk security. Give us a break. You've got to give us our Friday story. You've got to give us our Friday story.
In Fairbanks, Alaska, it's cold. and this time of year, it's not so bad. But nonetheless, I guess it's pretty chilly because people lose their minds. There's a man who was accused of stealing a motorized shopping cart from an Alaska grocery store. He ran from the police. And most of the chase was back and forth in the parking lot. It took about 10 minutes before they caught him. He was making a whopping 1.9 miles an hour top speed. It is possible there was some alcohol involved. I mean, it's possible.
How bad were the police if they couldn't catch him? All right, Harley.
On the dime, you know. He could turn really sharp. I'm trying to find an excuse.
Absolutely. Have a good weekend.